Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
It's another day in the Lord. We're just so blessed to be able to come to you today. Our word today comes from the book of James, second chapter, the 26th verse. Very familiar scripture. You've heard it 1,000 times, but the Lord wants to talk about this one. I'm going to be reading James 2:26 using the King James Version, but this shouldn't be too much difference in translation. And it reads as thus, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." The Amplified Bible says basically the same thing. I would like to speak on the topic, faith without works is dead.
Amen.
The scripture starts off by saying that we are dead without the Spirit of God. Anyone who has tried to lead a life without God knows this to be true. There is a reason James started this particular scripture by stating that the body, meaning us, have no life outside of the spirit, which is God. He goes on to say that just like the body without the spirit, us without God, has no life, so faith without works is also lifeless. We have used this passage, faith without works is dead, numerous times. The word works is a verb, an action word that requires us to do something. The works that we have done can be measured in several ways. The way man has defined works in this passage is doing something to aid in your faith. Would you agree with me on that?
Yep.
We tend to believe that our own work will assist our faith. Let me give you a few examples, if I may. Now, have you prayed for God to help you in a situation? Well, of course, we all have. We try to help our cause by stepping out on faith, we call it, by proceeding to handle the situation and knowing that God has our back.
Yes.
Isn't that how we think?
Yep.
We as humans have been doing this for centuries. This is not new. We just pray to, for God. We pray to God for his help and then step out on faith to resolve the issue. Faith without works is dead, right?
Right.
Let me give you another example.
Okay.
Have you ever asked someone smarter or more knowledgeable for advice and then went ahead and proceeded prior to receiving that advice or using that advice?
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered, what if I had waited for the advice and it was a better idea than my own? Would that advice help me to come to a better conclusion if I had waited? Think about it. Let me give you another example.
Okay.
Have you ever prayed for something, not waited for God to give you the answer, and proceeded with your own wisdom, and the outcome was not favorable? There is no reason for anybody to raise their hand, because we have all done this, every last one of us. What if I told you that there is a better way of doing things? What if I told you that your outcome to every situation or circumstance can be correct every time? Would you listen to me?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to hear that. Well, here's the bad news. Old habits can be very hard to break. We're so used to doing it the old way, we're going to have to adjust, make an adjustment to adjust to doing it a different way, correct? Let's look back at the scripture again. It says, faith without works is dead.
Right.
Perhaps the works that we have been doing is not helping us at all. What if I told you that the word works has a different meaning than what we have believed all these years?
Okay.
It is known that the works of the flesh bears no fruit, right?
Right.
Okay, well, works. And now, well, let's look at it in a different way if we can.
Okay.
Why do we pray for God for his help? Do we pray because we do not think that God can fix it? Of course not. Do we pray because it is the right thing to do? Which it is. But we truly do not believe that God can handle the situation without our help? Honestly, If we thought for a second that God could not fix our issues, then we probably wouldn't pray at all, right? I mean, what's the point?
Right.
Prayer is faith-based. We must have faith that God can fix our issues or whatever we're praying for in order for our prayer to work. Faith, again, without works is dead, right?
Right.
When we pray, maybe we need to try a different approach. Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
If we are going to ask God for his help, then we have to stop believing that he will give us the solution, the answer, and we need to trust him to do so.
Okay.
We need to trust him to do so. What do you mean, Pastor? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, another very familiar scripture. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. The meaning of the word works mentioned in the faith scripture, faith without works is dead, is trust. Think about it. Our faith means nothing if we do not trust God.
Okay.
Our faith is not activated without trust. No trust, no faith. Sure, we all believe and have faith in God, but do we really trust him? Proverbs 3:5 said that we should trust in the Lord with all of our heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. When we pray to God to handle a situation, do we trust him to do so by our actions? If we really trusted God, then we would not try and resolve the issue ourselves. You can't activate your faith without trust. We would also wait for God to handle the situation or give us the answer to that situation before we did anything. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 3:5 states that we should not lean on our own understanding or our own way to fix the problem. We have worked to resolve problems, which means we were leaning on our own understanding, not his, and then wonder why our prayers weren't answered. Think about it. In Proverbs 3:6 states, in all our ways we should be acknowledging him, and then and only then shall he direct our paths. If we acknowledge that he is God and nothing is too great or hard for him to fix, which is true, then we go into prayer with the right attitude. If we wait for his response or answer to our issue, then and only then will he direct our path or give us the answer to resolve the problem. You can't work to please God. All of these works that we've been trying to do, faith without works is dead, that's not how you do it. I'm telling you guys, this is how you do it. So now if we go back to James 2:26 and the passage faith without works is dead, we can understand that God will answer our prayers if our works is our trusting in him. Hear me? Faith without trusting God is not faith at all, and it's dead. I'll say it again. Faith without trusting God is not faith at all, and it is dead and non-productive. We all love the Lord, and it is the will of God, because he loves us, to answer our prayers to help him, for him to help us. If we follow the principle of faith with trusting God and not try to work it out ourselves, then he will respond. Our faith will not be in vain, and God will be glorified that we trusted him in the first place. So we look back at our lives and we remember how many times we prayed and how many times we were told, your faith, you gotta you got to work on your faith. You know, faith without works is dead. You got to do this. You got to do that. And we've missed the point. We got to trust him. That's what faith is. It's trust. You can believe him, but if you don't trust him, what's the point? God is a selfish God. And he knows he loves us. It is his will, his desire to bless us. That's all he wants to do. He wants to care for us because he loves us. And all he asks is return. If you're going to believe in me, then trust me. That's why Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 is so important when he says about trusting in him and leaning not on your own understanding. Because in your own mind, it's hard to trust anybody, let alone God. But we serve a God that can handle any problem, any situation, any circumstance in our lives at a blink of an eye. Wow. All power, all knowing. He can answer our questions. He can do all that. But we are so quick to pray and have faith and then try and activate our faith through works of the flesh, our strength, our own thoughts, our own way of doing things. If we just take a step back and say, you know, Lord, I'm going to pray. I'm going to believe you're going to do this. And I'm just going to just trust you, Lord, that it'll be done. And God will tell you, it will be done. He will direct your path. So in closing, faith without works is dead. But faith with trust in God, hallelujah, is alive and well. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you, Father, for your word and your correction, which you do out of love for us. Father, we want to have faith and we want to trust you, Lord, so that your will can be done in our lives. Father, we repent for the many, many times that we try to activate our faith with works of the flesh. Please forgive us, O Lord. Increase our trust in you, Lord, so that our faith will not be dead. We thank you, Father, for this word. Thank you for using me personally, Lord, to give this word, even though it spanked me a few times too, Lord. But I love you for it, Father. I'll be better for it as well. We thank you, Lord. We pray, Lord, that everyone that hears this word will understand what you're saying, Lord, and will trust you even more. We thank you, Lord, for the word, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.